Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together this morning to start our day in prayer. This is Tuesday, and we are now in the 10th week since Pentecost. Today we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. Though we may have heard the story of Jesus many times, we are trying, as we read through it slowly in these weeks, to listen with fresh ears to hear what Jesus is saying, to see what Jesus is doing, and by doing this, we pray that in it the Spirit deepen our faith and our understanding of Christ, his mission, and his love for us. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it. In your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 11. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and he said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat, he went across to the other side. The Word of the Lord. It always seems remarkable that that people would come and ask for a sign after two incredible, miraculous healings, the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. Asking for a sign to see who he is and what he is to do. It's telling that Jesus sighs deeply in his spirit, a sense of grief, a sense of exasperation, a sense of, what is it that I have to do to convince you of the good news, that the kingdom has arrived, that I am here. And in my arriving, God has come to set things straight, to forgive our sins, to draw us back and gather us up to God. Of course, it says no sign will be given to this generation that will prove that. Actually, a sign will be given, and the sign that will be given will be the sign of Jesus' own death and resurrection. And it marks kind of this transition that we're starting to make here in the 8th chapter of Mark's Gospel as we make this turn and this move to Jerusalem. It's a sign, of course, that he won't reveal to them, he won't give them the eyes to see, and that they will not recognize. In fact, only by God's grace and by God's mercy can we recognize the sign of God's mercy, love, and salvation in the scandal of the cross, in the scandal of a crucified Messiah, and in the glory of a risen Lord who rises from the dead to triumph over the power of sin and death and to open up for us the kingdom of God. For those, this is the salvation of God then is hidden in plain sight. If they can't believe, if they can't come to God by what they've seen right now, what hope will there be in Jesus' death and resurrection? Of course, the answer might be that there is still hope. There is still hope in the coming of the Holy Spirit. There is still hope that they will be opened up by the witness after the fact, as the disciples themselves will be. But for right now, we are left wondering, what more is it that God has to do? What more is it that Jesus has to do to convince people of his presence, of his grace, of his love for them in this world? We might ask the same in the world in which we go out. And yet Jesus sends us out each and every day to be the sign of God's love and grace to this generation. Can they see it in our lives? Can they see it in the way in which we've been changed and transformed? Can they see the good news of the kingdom in our heart as it is as we are bearing witness to it in the things that we say and the things that we do? In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation. And we who here in New Jersey have been enjoying such beautiful fair weather, Lord, we rejoice and thank you for a break and relief from heat and humidity, for the refreshment of cool breezes. We thank you for the new creation that you give to us in Christ and all your gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with us as we venture out and reconnect with family, friends, and loved ones throughout the summer. Be with us, watch over us, and keep us safe. Sustain us in those relationships, dear Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for the communion of faith in your church, and we pray that wherever your church is gathered, that you might continue to pull us together and unite us in Christ. For what else are we thankful for? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray tonight for those who are sick, especially those who are newly sick with COVID. We pray for those who are mourning. We pray for those who are bereaved. We pray for those who are afflicted and fighting chronic diseases. We pray for strength and wisdom and compassion and skill for those who are tending to the sick and the chronically ill. Lord, we pray for those who are accompanying the bereaved, for those who are walking with the grief-struck, that you might be their heart and their compassion. Lord, we pray for people in countries that are ravaged by strife and warfare and for people who govern the nations of the world. We pray for all who work for peace and international harmony, for those who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and especially the congregation of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison. For what else, or for who else do we pray? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.